Hey friends, hey, and welcome to the Truth and Hope podcast. It's a good day. Welcome to another episode. Thanks for tuning in where we talk about faith, lifestyle, real conversations, and all the in-betweens along our journey. Let's get into it. Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Truth and Hope podcast with me, Chantel. I'm so stoked for you guys to be here today. I'm just sitting here doing some cleaning, some random rearranging, a little bit of DIYs, bathroom projects, living room projects, all the fun things to kind of just jazz things up a little bit and kind of get that refresh. And I was just sitting here, I rearranged my space. It is a small space where I sit and do the podcast. The audio not gonna be perfect. If you hear background noise, it is in my living room. I try to do the podcast when everyone's asleep or not at home, so you don't hear so much background noise. Outside my yard today, I have a new water heater being installed. We had a little leak and a little mishap with that, so if you hear some banging noise, and for the most part, you'd usually hear my washer and dryer, and I have that off right now to just sit and talk with you guys. So my little space consists of a little desk table, probably about 4 feet long, really cute vintage white, kind of that farm style that I love so much. And I just kind of cleaned it, rearranged it, just in the process of doing a little painting on it. I need to pick up that paint, a little DIY, so I will definitely share when I do that with you guys. But I just kind of moved it around a little bit, freshened up some little plants on it, a new little coffee cup that is in the shape of a pumpkin, and it's Ray Dunn. It's just super cute. All light stuff. I have a little candle. I picked up a little brass plant plate from Target. It is that gold matte brass. It is beautiful. I just have a little candle in there. I have Tree Farm scent. The one that I made a whole batch of these during Christmas time. And just a little plant, a little painting, and it just feels really cozy. And I'm in the process of getting a microphone set up. So maybe the audio will be a little bit better. Hopefully it's okay right now. So if it does sound better, that's probably why. But I just wanted to talk for just a second while I have a moment and just kind of talk a little bit about filters, how I'm just sitting here in my little space and I feel like I just put a new filter over what was already here. Like when we take pictures on Instagram and share our photos on Facebook and wherever all the social platforms lead us, we always place filters to make it look a little better, to make it look bright and inviting, and just that glimmer of, ooh, that looks so inviting and so good, right? So that's what got me thinking about my space, how I just kind of jazzed it up to be more inviting, and that little glimmer of, oh, that just looks really cute. I want to go sit there and I want to talk with you guys and share and do all the things. And it got me thinking about what filters are we putting on in our seasons of life? What filter are we putting on in our marriage, in our friendships, with family, with all the things that come along our journey, just our daily day? When we get up in the morning, what filter are we putting on our life? Are we choosing to put the glimmer of hope filter on? And that starts with our word. Are we putting on our filter of Jesus in the morning? Because I'm going to be honest with you guys, if I skip spending time with Jesus in the morning, reading, having a little quiet time, not praying, spending time in prayer, not just the little like grocery store prayers, but I have a drabby filter, and or just a plain photo without the filter, and it's just kind of blah, right? Sometimes they're just blah. And it got me thinking that we have a choice every day to select our filter. How are we going to select our filter on dealing with our regular chores, our routines, cleaning, washing, cooking, running out to baseball practice, dealing with finances, having the conversations with our spouse? What does that filter look like? Are we choosing to put on the filter of Christ, the filter of love, the filter of joy, of gentleness, meekness? And the filter for me that I really need is self-control over negative thoughts, over always looking for the future instead of missing the now. So as I'm sitting here staring at my space, I'm looking at this filter and I'm choosing to look at it with joy because it's so inviting, so much where I just want to sit here and talk with you guys. So are we choosing the filter of joy in the morning? Are we choosing the filter of Jesus to filter throughout our day? We have a choice every second of every day. Whatever we're faced with people, with places, with things, with relationships, all the things, we have a choice. Which filter are we going to choose to select in that moment? Just kind of something to think about, and that it's helping me in this season, as I've shared, if you listen to my previous episode, chatting all the things with decluttering our heart and our home, about rearranging and decluttering physically in the home as well as my spiritual home, my heart, and seeing our home and our lives and our relationships, our marriage, our friendships through the filter of Christ, how much more enjoying and inviting, and it keeps us in a good mood. It sets that inviting tone to keep us with that that beautiful glimmer, that filter over, you know, the reality, the natural, but to look at things true, you know, the lens of Christ. And that's just remember your filter. Remember, we have that choice to select that filter over anything on our phone, and we have that choice to select the filter over our lives, over all situations, circumstances, the way we see things. Me, I'm a very visual person. Things just come alive to me when I visually see them. I get excited about things more when I see them. Visual storytelling, there's always something that seeing a visual opens me up. It makes my faith come alive. It gets me excited. And that's how I feel about this space for the podcast, just to chat with you guys and selecting that filter in my home and in my heart right now in this season, to select that filter of Christ, to see through the glimmer of hope in all situations, in all circumstances, in all relationships, being a mom, being a wife, being a daughter, being an aunt, being a friend, right? So just something for you guys to think on, and I encourage you guys to sit and just think a minute about filtering. What filter are you choosing in your life, in your season, with people, with places, with things, with all the things that life throws at us? Remember to select the filter of Christ that is so inviting and gives us that glimmer of hope and those smiles and that welcoming feeling and that sense of peace, right? That peace and that trust that comes along with the beautiful filters that Jesus gives us. So, I just wanted to share a little bit about that. I'm so excited and just so rad just to be sitting here talking with you guys, you know, over just things, lifestyle things that come up in the moment, and, you know, just a little encouragement and a little share of my heart, and, you know, just current seasons and where I'm at, and, you know, what's up in this land, right? So I will talk to you guys soon. Bye. God bless.